started our own broadcast, and we call it the Player Podcast. Stomp down on the A-Nas, Player Podcast. Hey, see, we started our own broadcast, and we call it the Player Podcast. Stomp down on the A-Nas, Player Podcast.
What's going down, my brother?
Hey, when'd you stop doing the intro, man? The welcome back.
Because that was time, man. I should start. Welcome back to the Players Podcast, nigga.
Finish your shit off, though, man. Finish it off. Come on, bro.
I forgot it.
Welcome back to the Players Podcast, the only podcast for the players.
Hey, okay. What's right. going on, everybody? Got a couple people hopping in. Let's see what they What's going on, Dominique, man? What's going on, my brother? How's your weekend been going, man?
Hey, man. I'm glad you asked. We had a party last night. Man, I really want to get you and Taisha to come to one of the parties, man. I got to come through.
And your house is the party house now?
Hell nah. My house, this is probably the party that we threw prior to this one was the Halloween party. So it's been like, 4 months? Yeah, I'm not doing that, man. But I did. I had some people over. We did a game night. You know, I know it was just significant other's birthday last week, and you was real busy, man. But yeah, I'd like to get y'all over. So we did that. Last night, it was a game night. It was really fun. This morning, I woke up, and it was just warm outside. The sun was out, so I decided to take my son to the park, man. I did a little self-reflection. So I'm going to have a question for you, a topic of discussion a little bit later on. You know, if you have some availability, man, I'd like to pick your brain on this. But how have you been, man, for the past week?
Shit, bro. Like you said, it was wifey's birthday, so it was just kicking in. Doing all kind of shit. She has, you know, she likes to shop and shit. So spending money. Like,
Where'd y'all go shopping at? What y'all do?
Shit, we just went to the mall and shit. And she be wanting to do shit to this house all the time. She likes to change the house and shit. You know what I'm saying? So we had to go get new fans and shit. And nigga, that was a journey yesterday, boy. Three fucking ceiling fans.
Oh, really?
But it wasn't that bad, though. It wasn't that bad. But yeah,
no, you know, we gotta big up our ladies for that, man, because they take care of certain aspects of life that we don't take care of, you know, that we don't really value until we see the finished product. And it's like, all right, we needed that. Like, we'll go to like Ross, and then Brianna's like picking out paintings and stuff to hang up. And I'm like, I don't want that shit, you know. And then you see it, and you're like, okay, that's pretty fly, you know, like, all right, I'll give you that.
Yeah. It always happens like that, bro. I swear every time. Just like the shit. The shit behind me wouldn't be no damn curtain up if it was just me.
It would just be blinds. It would be office blinds.
Blinds, whatever the fuck it came with. Nigga, if it worked, that shit don't hurt. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
That's something an old school player would say. Old school player would be like, if it worked, then it don't hurt.
Oh God, for real. As long as that shit works, I'm fucking with it. Shit. But yeah, man. So you know, it's cool though. Like you said, it's a refreshing feeling and shit when you get some new shit up in the crib doing this shit. So but she be doing this. This is her thing. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I'm just saying this right now. I just don't say it all the time, but this is what she fucking
right, right. Yeah. Like interior design. Yeah.
Yeah, shit's fucking
I feel that.
It's like it's annoying. Nah, it's cool. It's cool. I appreciate it for real. But shit, man. So look, I wanted to put something out there for the people. Hold on, let me see.
All right.
There's this fucking dude. Well, there's a group of people out here doing some great work, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Cleaning up the streets.
Getting the filth off, removing the filth off the streets.
You feel me? All this dirt and grime, nigga, out here, man. All right, so look. Dirt and grime. Y'all see this dude right here. Just wait until close to the end of this video. It's not that long. But this is an example of, he calls them live catches. This nigga said live catch, bro.
Hold on, that says, ex-cop comes to, this is some deep stuff right here. Nick. Hold on, man. Play that real quick.
They out here doing some great work, my brother. Let me see. Hold on. Let me play it real quick. God damn it.
Colorado Pet Patrol.
Where are you going to have sex with a 14-year-old today? Okay, see if condoms. Where's your condoms at? One. That's all you need, right? What if he was 12? No. What if he's 13? No way. No way. It's got to be 14 here. And people like you belong in prison, man. They do. You're lucky I'm not the police, because we wouldn't be talking. You'd be going to jail, right? You'd be talking to a detective. You're lucky I'm not dad, because you'd be getting your fucking ass beat, right? Once he feels comfortable, he can pull it out of your pants. And then what? Then you're going to put on your condom and rail a 14-year-old? Yeah. But that's what you said. Really? Oh, you're a cop? You're a police officer? You're a fucking police officer? You're a fucking police officer, you scumbag? You're in my neighborhood, and you're fucking with my kids, and you're a fucking cop?
Get him.
So.
Oh, God, bro. I'm sorry, was it good? That's what he does. That's what he does, my nigga. Right. Like, he be roughing these fools up, bro. It's funny as fuck, my nigga. Like, some of the videos is long as fucking shit, but I'll be watching all that shit, nigga. I like to watch them, nigga. Cop, nigga. He be making them call their wife and shit. On the spot, nigga. Like, if you don't call your wife, I'm calling the police. You get her on the phone.
I'm like taking back right now, man. That dude was a cop though. Like, why would he even flash his badge? Like, why would you do that?
What were you thinking? What was you thinking? Like, it's okay. It's all right. I'm a cop. Don't worry about it. Like, nigga. What the fuck? He don't give a fuck. That dude, man, I'm telling you, bro, there's been some ones where it's got real rough. Ain't gonna lie.
Oh, like hands-on? It's like hands-on?
Nah,
or
nah, okay. Just the way he be coming at them. Because he be like pulling up their chat logs like, here, you showed your dick. Here's your fucking dick on camera. And here's your fucking, you know, all this crazy shit you said. Just like you want to rail a 14. Like, bro. What the fuck is going on, bro? One of them dudes in the videos, man, he caught him. He was out here by my house, man. I was like, shit.
Yeah, you told me about that. You told me about that.
Bruh, right up the street.
In the gated community, or just like in Green Valley Ranch?
Nah, not even in Green Valley Ranch. He was on like, what's that shit? Buckley and I-70. There's this little hotel over there.
Yeah,
nigga. I was like, oh, damn. Like, this shit getting too close to the crib, because a lot of them catches, a lot of his live catches be like in Pueblo and fucking far ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's in Colorado Springs and shit. I seen a couple in Greeley. So he be out there. But damn, my nigga. Like, that shit's scary as fuck, bro. Like, these niggas is really out here trying to get the kids, man. Boys and girls. That's why I showed that one specifically. Like, nigga, your son ain't even safe. Nigga, my son's 14. I mean, 15. You know, he's a pretty good size. I ain't gonna lie. You're gonna have some trouble with that nigga, because his ass is getting big. You know what I'm saying? But like a little smaller young man, bro. Man, come on. We might get overtaken.
That's scary.
Scary, bro.
Yeah. Scary. Hey, but I do want to commend them for the work that they're doing. You know, like, I mean... Mm-hmm. That I'm still taken back. Like, I can't believe, man. I can't believe what I just saw. So,
nigga, you know, we got to put the real show. Y'all, everybody go to Colorado Pay Patrol and run that shit up. Get up. That man. Yeah,
he's doing the Lord's work right now.
Bro, and look, so he didn't say it in that video, but in a lot of the videos he got, he'll say, like, you're my 188th catch. Like, You're gonna tell me this is your first time? He'll have the number of dudes he's caught more than once. You know what I'm saying? He be on their ass, bro. He be on their ass. It's beautiful to see.
Yeah. That's interesting. That is interesting, man. That's even going on. And he's caught over 180 people just in the area?
I don't know what the number is now. I'm not sure what the number is now, but you know, that's that. I was just giving that number as an example of what he'd be doing. Like, he'd be on their ass because they'll be like, man, I've never done this before, man. This is my first time. I was just bored, all this bullshit. He's like, that's what y'all say. Y'all say that shit. He's like, what would you be doing right now if it wasn't me? He's like, fucking a 14-year-old, right? You'll be having sex with a fucking 12-year-old or whatever the number is. I'm like, bruh, he don't give him no room. He ain't in them niggas that get to be like, I swear, man. He's like, all right, well, let's call your wife so we can make sure you never do it again. Get her on the phone. Oh, God, bro. A lot of them bitches just hang up and shit. Yeah, but it's crazy out here, bro.
Yeah, you gotta protect my babies, man. Yeah, I agree. My son, like I said in the previous live stream with you, man, like, I don't even see my son going to daycare, man. Like, when he can start talking, you know, obviously he's got to go to school, but I wouldn't even be opposed to homeschooling my son if I can really afford my son that opportunity.
Right. Real talk.
What up? Look who's in the building.
Who we got? What's up, girl? What's up, Tisha? What you doing? Miss De Leon?
Hey, what you doing over there?
How you feeling, young lady? Look, y'all. So, hey, I need everyone to be aware of something.
Uh-oh.
We're being wild. All right, before we go into that, working, tuning in. Hey, that's what's up. Get your bread, girl. Get your bread. Dominique said, I like the intro. Appreciate you, my brother. Appreciate you, man. So look, hold on. Let's do word of the day real quick, and then we're going to go into some creepy shit, y'all.
I'm a little nervous.
I want all my people. Oh, and Tisha, you at fucking work right now, my nigga. You at work right now. Lisa, what's up?
Jay, what's up? She always be showing love, man. I appreciate that so much.
Appreciate y'all tuning in. By.
Yeah.
Look, so before we go into this creepy shit, it's trouble afoot. Let's get into the word of the day real quick, and we're gonna go from
word of the day.
Proclivity.
That sounds like a proactive word. Sounds like you're getting something accomplished.
It definitely can be, for sure. That's it. Actually, yeah. It says it's a strong inclination towards something.
Okay, proclivity.
Like, all right. Yeah, proclivity.
I'm really building up a strong proclivity towards making my own business be successful. Proclivity.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, let me write that down. Proclivity.
Exactly. I like that. Yeah, proclivity, man. So hopefully y'all can add that to y'all's vocabulary. You know what I'm saying? Use it positively. Because obviously a strong inclination towards something could be good or bad, but we want to use it in a positive way. Like you said, he has a strong proclivity for making money. Yeah, man. I got a strong proclivity for my family. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really love my family, man. I built it with my bare hands and shit.
That's real.
She said, "If other people are chatting, I can't see it." Lisa, you're on YouTube. We got a couple other people on Facebook. We got it streaming to multiple places at once, so. You can hit my thing, find me on Facebook. Just look up James. Or look up the Players Podcast on Facebook, and then you'll be able to see. If you can't, just let me know the next time you come on and we'll work it out. But man, so look, y'all, this is crazy, right? Fucking nigga. What's going on, man? People be watching you and you don't even know. Like, it's sad to say. Like, if you were so interested, all you gotta do is come holler at the person.
What happened, bro?
So look, I got fucking called into HR, my nigga, at my job. They're talking about people are spying on you. This is how she told me, because she didn't see what nothing wrong with what the people brought to her, which would work in my favor. That's why it's good to be living auspiciously and having positive proclivities.
I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you got like, called in the HR?
Yeah, man. She wanted to let me know that I'm being watched. Like, what the fuck?
House, so like, somebody's at your house? Like, somebody's outside your house? Watch
her. Better not do no shit like that, bro. Nah, but so she said that if I see somebody from my job around my house, I'm going to have a problem with that. I'm not going to lie. I don't know what I'm going to do about it. But yeah. Like, I'm not gonna appreciate that at all.
That's so you're being watched. They called you in the HR. You said they didn't see anything wrong with what was being brought to them, but she wanted to let you know that you're being watched. So they're not at your house. So I assume they're probably monitoring your social media. Is that what's going on?
Monitoring the social media, bruh. Like, it's weird as fuck. Like, I don't talk to nobody at my job. You know what I'm saying? Let me take that back. Let me not say that. There's like 5 to 7 people that I talked to there, but that's out of a few hundred people, you know what I mean? And most of them work in the same suite as me. We'll just say it like that, you know? And okay. Even them, I don't just be in there talking, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm at work. I'm here for a very, very specific reason.
yeah.
And it has nothing to do with the warm bodies, nigga. You feel me? I'm there for the pipers. Nigga,
you're not there for the warm bodies, you're there for the papers.
No, these is not my bitches, these is not my homies. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I'm not here for you, I'm here to complete my portion of the process and get paid. You feel me? Like, I don't understand like why people are taking that personally. You know, she's like, it's creating you not being so social. Because I was cool at first when I first got there, but you know, shit been happening. You know what I'm saying? I've been fucked up.
Yeah.
So you know, basically withdrawn myself socially from everybody. You know, but it's like, if the basis of you being here is to get paid, I don't understand why that's affecting you like that. Like,
why is it affecting you?
If I had a personal problem with anybody, I'm going to say it. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell you what I have a problem with and all that. So it's like, if I'm not telling you there's an issue with something between me and you, then you should just, nigga, exist, bro. You good. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing. I don't know, bro.
So Jot, if you would allow me, man, just I want to take a step back so that the viewers see, like, me and you, we talk, so I'm aware of what you're saying, but like, maybe the viewers aren't aware that things have been going on in your personal life as well as your work life, which has kind of strained, you know, your social, I guess your social, you know what I'm saying? That social aspect of your life. So, that probably prompted that conversation as well. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. And it's like, it's the fact that what you saw was not negative or threatening or whatever they say, they would say about it. You still like, what the fuck, dude? I don't understand. You know what I'm saying? You want to just cause ripples in my life? I got enough of that going on. I got tidal waves going on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, if it's positive or something that you see is not threatening, what's the point? What's the point in going to, you know, HR? Like, guess what? He does a show online and shit. Like, so the fuck what? So what?
Yeah.
I hope you see this shit. I don't understand. Why does it need to be talked about? I don't put myself out there like that at work. You know what I'm saying? To where anything I do needs to be spoken on, except for my work. You know what I'm saying? It's like every issue I have at this job never has anything to do with my work, bro. It's always some shit like this where people are just overstepping their boundaries and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, bro. I need to get out. Fuck these jobs, man.
Get out! He needs to get out.
He said, Dominique, that's why I did not post my position in photos or employment info on Facebook. I don't hang with coworkers outside of work. We have to use judicial laptops if we work from home, not our personal laptops. Yeah, man, exactly, bro. Like, there was this job. I'll say this one job I had. Where I used to go kick it, you know what I'm saying, with the coworkers after. There's this little bar we used to go to. This is when I was working downtown at this time. And I met a lot of people that I still fuck with to this day through that shit, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know, bro. Like, when that shit was going on, there was some wild ass shit going on. You know what I'm saying? It was drama, my nigga. Like, bro, where's that nigga Galen? Nigga Galen. That nigga Galen, bro, be getting on the hoes, bro. Mean as fuck to the hoes, bro. That shit used to be funny as hell. But you know what I'm saying? I learned a lot through that shit. And one thing I did learn was like, yeah, don't be doing that, bro. Getting drunk with people that you work with and all that. Oh, no, that's risky and really unhealthy, because then they have them thinking that there's probably more to the relationship than it really is. You know what I'm saying? Just because I come out and spend a couple dollars on drinks with you, when they like, that don't mean we best friends and all that. I'm gonna be giving you rides and shit on the weekend. Shit. You feel me? Like, nigga, you got to have your own life still. You know what I'm saying? No matter how cool we get, like, nigga, I could disappear anytime, nigga. For real. He said, I can't post stuff about cases or attorneys online. Shit, I would hope not, man. That's just like, I mean, I guess it don't matter. It's all public information. But shit, but yeah, bro. Have you ever participate in work? What's that shit called? Happy hour and shit.
Who, me?
Yeah, with coworkers.
I think the only time I probably did that was in the military, and the military is just a different beast, man. Because you know that person that you go to work with, you could be downrange, man, and you know you're betting on them to like protect you, you know, and you're protecting them, you know, and it may come down to one of you saving each other's life. So it's a little bit different. Like there's times where you're in situations where you're away from your family for a long period of time, and then you know you're around that person, your teammates, more than your family at times. Well, probably a lot of the time. So you kind of develop those relationships. But nah, with regards to work, like a civilian job, nah, man, I don't go out with anybody after work. Or I just feel like I can't really like trust people like how I feel like maybe I could trust you, you know? So it just leads me to be a little bit more apprehensive with like really building strong bonds with people at civilian jobs. I'd rather just do what you did. I actually had an example. I think I told this to you maybe about a year and a half ago, that I was working at this methadone clinic. And honestly, for the job, you know, I had to do a little bit of thinking, but I didn't have to do dosage calculations. But, you know, I was just focused on having like my earbud in and just dispensing the medication as the patients came up. And like this lady was always trying to talk to me, and I can't sit in a room. Like I'm stuck in a room with the locked door. 8 hours, and I can't just hold a conversation with you for 8 hours. It's okay to be quiet. I think people get uncomfortable with quiet, but I can sit in a room full of people and I'm comfortable with not saying anything. I don't always have to be running my mouth. You know what I'm saying? So like I share the same sentiment as you. You know, it's still healthy to build working relationships with people at work, right? Because, you know, especially if you're collaborating across multiple departments, then, you know, you may need something from somebody or somebody may need something from you. So you don't want to feel like kind of hesitant to approach somebody about a piece of information that they may have that you need to get from them. So, you know, definitely have working relationships with people. But nah, I'm not trying to go out to happy hour with you. I'm not trying to have you at my house, your family. Like, I'm not doing all that. You know what I'm saying? I don't need all that. I guess where I'm at in my life, I've realized like the less people have in my life, the less drama I have in my life.
Nigga, do you feel me? Oh, God.
Yeah.
That people just don't understand that shit. And I think too, they want somebody who's like gonna come in and brighten up their day. Da 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 da. Nigga, no.
No. You see Baby Shark? Is that Baby Shark?
I don't know. I just started saying some shit. But you know what I mean? Like, I'm not coming in here to entertain you. I'm not coming in here to soothe you. There's nothing I have for you except for what we agreed upon in the work, the goddamn offer letter. That's what I have for you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So the fact that people are taking it personally that I don't fucking.
I want to know everybody that's in here right now, put it in the chat, man. Like, what is your take on this? I mean, some people I'm sure do go out after work and might have a drink with a friend, because my wife has done that before with people that she's gone to work with, you know, where her and the ladies are going out having a drink, or maybe you grab lunch with somebody, you know, during the work day. What do y'all do? Like, what are y'all's thoughts on this? Like, how do y'all feel about that, man? Because me personally, I'm just kind of like a solo guy. I just do everything on my own, you know?
Exactly, bro. That's exactly how I do. He said, not everything is public record. Give me an example of something that's not public record, my brother. I think I need to know that. And so we said,
can you tell me a little bit more about him? Is he a lawyer? What is he? Is he a paralegal?
I believe he does probationary work.
Okay.
But where do you work at? Oh, well, if you don't want to say all that,
yeah,
just say
that. He's probably not going to say that. Yeah.
What type of federal position do you have? Court transcripts. Oh, court transcripts. I thought you could get the minutes. Huh, that's interesting. Lisa said, I do it occasionally, trying to network, striving for advancement. Oh, see, now look, that right there, I can respect. Yeah. And that's usually what I look for. There's a lot of dudes. In fact, two of my mentors, two black men that I consider my mentors, I have. Yeah.
Oh, you breaking up, big dog. You still there? Let me write in a private chat, see if my mans is still there. Well, I don't know if I'm frozen or if it's Jot's frozen. If it's James that's frozen, somebody put in the chat, you know, it's James. Or if you don't respond in the chat, let me know who's frozen, and I assume it's me. I don't know what happened. Let's see if he responded in the group chat. Yeah, it looks like it must have been James. Oh, man, we done lost Jot. Okay, cool. So, hey, so Lisa, I respect that with what you said as far as networking. It does help building relationships, and that's why I wasn't totally against it. And for my example, I said that I would definitely consider, you know, having working relationships with people, because typically the positions that I hold at work, you know, could be divisional, meaning like I'm working at division, so I need to collaborate across departments with other kind of organizations within the business to kind of accomplish organizational goals. So I know, like, you know, you want to always speak to somebody, have a smile on your face, right? And things of that nature. But like with mentoring, like you're talking about, or advancement, you know, hey, let's go out, get a bite to eat. Maybe your mentor may want to ask you, what are your goals, your long-term goals, short-term goals? Where do you see yourself in the organization in 5 years? So I could get that. But see, that's still low-key work though, like in a sense, how I'm saying it. Man, I'm going to turn this cam off real quick and reach out to my man Jot to see what's going on. He's having technical difficulties. But yeah, definitely. I want to thank everybody for being patient with us as we try and figure out and iron out these different technical difficulties. So Lisa, you know, I'd like to take the opportunity to get to know a little bit about you. If you feel comfortable sharing a little bit more about yourself and what you do and so forth. I have been following your stories on YouTube, you know, your videos you've been putting up, very informative, a lot of insight. I think this will be a great opportunity for anybody else in the chat to kind of get to know you, and maybe they would want to reach out, you know, or even just kind of consume your... There he is. yeah, Lisa. Hold on real quick, bro, because I asked Lisa to share who she is and what she does, because I've actually been probably kind of aware of who she is, her existence, probably for a couple of months now. And she does some YouTube videos on finances and stuff like that. So she actually has some pretty cool topics. Yeah, she's pretty cool. Yeah. Man.
Let's, okay, let me put you down. Maybe we can do a little something. Lisa, let me make sure I put your name down.
Uh-oh.
Lisa, let me see, what was it? Lisa J. Stacks. Okay. Is that that show? That's what I search on YouTube to find you. Let's do it. She's been showing up for a few. I remember that name. You've been showing up for a few episodes. I sure appreciate you.
Yeah, she be showing support, man. She be showing. I'm trying to get my camera right now. My camera don't want to act right.
This is Jay Stacks YouTube. Okay. And what I'll do, I'm gonna look and see what you do. Maybe we'll have you talk if you comfortable doing that.
Have you talk.
You know, because I like people to, especially black people, you know what I'm saying? We spread some information, man, some good information. We need that in our community. Two people I've had lunch with only because I volunteer with them. Okay. I have to be polite with clients as I do case management. Okay. Yeah. See, and like, yeah, the work is nothing. You know what I'm saying? All my people that I do work with, we good. You know what I'm saying? Especially the out-of-state ones. But it's like the people that see me, once they get their eyes on me, bro, they start tripping.
What's this, man? What is this? What was you just doing, man? What is that?
This is the visual. You know what I mean? Like, bro, they don't like what they see. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why. It's weird. I'll talk them down. Yeah, man, we'll have to have you come on and talk about some of your what you can talk about, some of the work you do. You know what I'm saying? There might be somebody interested in doing what you do. So you'll have to.
Hey, Jai, we should invite some of your coworkers, man. See if they down to come and hang out at the Players Podcast.
They would love to. No.
Did you get good reviews? I mean, so like they brought it up, but did you get good reviews or did you get bad reviews? Like,
yeah,
what did they? I mean, was it negative or what was it?
Said it was all positive, except because okay. I do have like a video of one of my guns and shit, so that's probably what prompted the meeting. But like I said, she said she can't do nothing about it. It's not illegal for me to have guns. It's just fucking socially illegal because I'm a black man. Guess what? Too bad, nigga. The fuck? I do not care. I'm not doing what you want me to do. I'm not living how you, the thing you have for me doesn't matter to me.
What you have for me? I'm living for me and my family, yeah, not for your expectations.
Thank you. This is exactly what I was going to say. Would you expect me not to be driving and expect me not to be possessing and all this weird shit, nigga? I'm alive just like you. I got access to the exact same shit as you. Get over it.
Yo, it's funny because like sometimes at work, there's this lady. She's been at the job for 25 years and I'm pretty new to the team. Nah, you good. You good. Hey, go ahead. Get your work on, Lisa. But I'm pretty new to the team. So sometimes she'd be talking to me and I'm like, I don't care if I'm only one day here. Like, don't talk to me like that. You know, so I kind of, you know, obviously when you're new to a team, you want to assimilate. I don't want to be looked at as a problem. Right. So you kind of take it on the chin. Okay. But after 2 months, it's kind of like, yo, hey, yeah, I had to shut it down last week in a meeting. I was like, hey, look, I've only been with the company for 2 months. You know what I'm saying? Don't have a heart attack. You know, like. Like, calm down. You know what I'm saying? Like,
just kind of
anything I say, you're ready to jump at my throat. You know, and I'm supposed to just take it out on the chin and be. I'm humble. I'm coachable, but at the same time, like you know, I still have a certain level of respect for myself. And then how I talk to you, I talk to you respectfully, so I expect that back. You know, so I don't know. That's my own battle I'm fighting.
Don't impose upon me. I had to say that shit at work, nigga. Do not impose upon me. You're going to have trouble if you do that. You're not over me in no way. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're – and this, the dude I had to say it to, he works the same position as me. I was like, bro, you better fucking go. You ain't even been here as long as me. All these weird factors that you ignoring. Leave me alone, brother.
Yeah.
He was mad. This nigga was mad.
What was he doing?
He was new and shit. So, you know, some of the shit that I was already doing, he was finna have to do. So, but I have been doing it for him. You know what I'm saying? I got all the contacts, all that shit. It's really nothing. The job is not hard. So,
yeah.
This nigga, one day the manager hit me like, yeah, don't do nothing else for him. Send everybody to him. And he didn't like that shit. He was getting a gang of calls and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
guess what? But that's not your problem, though, because the manager told you what your manager and his manager told y'all what the game plan was. Now, I think a manager probably should have pulled y'all in the room together and held a meeting, and then it would look like, you know, it came from the manager. So there's not any kind of, oh, I need to differentiate where this is coming from or why this is right. happening, you know. Yeah. So the manager could have did a little bit better, but it still I came from the manager. That. So you shouldn't have no problem with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm just doing my job.
I thought I was finna have to defend myself, bro. He acted like he was finna stand up on me, bro.
In a cubicle? Not a cubicle warrior.
I had to shut him down. When he, look, bro, it was funny because he's like getting tough. Like, it's customer service. I'm like, dude, yes, it's customer service, but we all have a sign. Alpha, not alpha. It's called a their warehouses. I forgot the term they use for them. But, you know, man, we got these different regions that we deal with, and everybody has their own regions. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing your shit no more, bro.
Okay.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? This fool, he took his headphones off, act like he wanted to do, nigga. I must have squared up so quick. I was like, bro, I'm not.
You squared up on him at work?
I didn't square up like this. You know what I'm saying? But I definitely, I squared up my body like real quick. Like, he do not
squared up my. Of course.
Don't of act course. Like you do nothing to me. It will get bloody in here, buddy. For real, you know, he cool, you know what I'm saying? He's a cool dude, but I just think he was too feeling it.
He was stressed out. He was stressed out.
Oh, that could be it.
Hey, man, I wanted to run something by you, man. If you don't mind, I wanted to run something by you. So, I took my son to the park this morning, and it was a beautiful day outside. It was probably only like 45, 50 degrees in Denver, Colorado. But the sun was out. So that's one thing people don't understand about Denver. You know, yeah, Denver's cold. It can get cold, and it's been cold these last 2 months. But one thing about Denver, though, is you can walk outside. It could be 45, 50 degrees. But with the clear blue sky and the sun out, you know, it feels like it's 60. I had this little fleece on right here. So as I'm playing with my son, you know, and I'm swinging with him, I thought about myself and I thought about some of the people that we've lost, you know, in the past year. And how I refer to it and how I look at it is their book is closed. That was their last chapter. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So then you open up their book and then you read their chapters in their life. And then what was their story? Right. Because every book should have a great story. Would you agree?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I dug a little deeper and then I thought to myself, well, what chapter am I in my life? Right. And then not only what chapter am I in, but what chapters have I been through already, right? And then if I were to be able to narrate my own story, obviously God narrates my story, but if I was able to narrate my own story, what chapters would I have ahead of me? So I wanted to ask you, what chapters have you been through in your life? That is the three-part question. What chapters have you been through in your life so far? What chapter are you in right now? And then what do you foresee the chapters in the future being?
That's an interesting question you've posed, my brother. So look, for I'll say the first 3 years of my 30s, I think last year was the first year I didn't do it. It might have been the year before that, but I was making things for my new year, man, and that shit was helping me stay focused and shit. Like more connections, less attachments was the thing for one of the years. It was I done forgot them bitches. I have to go through my shit. But, you know, I was doing shit to kind of keep my mind open and keep me humble and shit because I was trying my best to stay in student mode because for a second I was starting to feel like I kind of did a bunch of shit. I'm like, man, I don't know. I feel like I kind of got it. But I know that's what gets you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I want to stay in student mode so I can always be open to new information, new ideas and things and keep elevating myself because it's hard enough, like, just existing, bro, and to have a closed mind.
Right.
To have a closed mind at the same time, man, that could be detrimental, I feel like. Yeah, I definitely like that you brought that up, bro, because that's just important, man.
So what chapter are you in right now in your life, in your book?
Right now, I think I'm in the beginning of the application of a lot of the shit I've learned, you know? So we went through a lot with the crypto and all that kind of shit. But I don't think it's necessarily about what you're doing. So, like, investing is what I'm referring to. Mm-hmm. I think it's the fact that you get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, 5 years ago, maybe a little longer, I was just learning to really, like, truly fucking save bread. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's probably been, that was a few jobs ago. So, it might be, like, more like 7 years. But I needed to do that shit, bro. Like, I was getting used to, like, spending everything I got. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be on shoes or some car shit or fucking eating out, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then I was able to get myself to a point where it's like, nah, bro, once you get down to this certain amount of money, there's no more spending. That's it.
Yeah.
And I think it was $1,000 at that time. Now it's higher. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I mean? It was like $1,000. Like, I need, if I can't keep $1,000, I ain't shit at all times.
That's true.
I really, I felt like a straight loser, bro. Like, I had way more money in high school than I, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was always having bread in high school, bro. You know what I'm saying? Especially after a certain point, niggas was getting jobs and, you know, doing all the other shit we was doing. You know what I'm saying?
Getting bread, bro.
Like, it was, and now I was just like, damn, I know I have a lot more responsibility, but that same thing still applies. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, I need to have bread all the time. You never know what can happen.
You know what I'm saying?
You might need a couple dollars. So, yeah. So now I feel like being consistent with what I, with doing what I learned to do. I think that's the chapter I'm in right now. Staying consistent, consistently investing, consistently, you know, we'll continue to save money. I do that anyway, though. But, you know, be staying on my kids about being productive and keeping they, the things I ask them to do, keeping that kind of shit done. You know what I'm saying? Pulling my manhood together. You know what I'm saying? And really, like, making that shit a real fucking thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of facets to that shit, I feel like. Like, niggas aren't, we're not like a one-sided, simple-minded type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot to it.
Right. Right.
I think a lot to being a man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. That's what I meant, bro.
The third part of the question was going to be, what do you see your future chapters being? I mean, obviously, we can't predict the future, but, you know, if you could, what would your future chapters look like?
That's a good question. The future, what I want for my future definitely is elevation, you know what I'm saying, in all aspects of my life, spiritually, mentally, physically, you know what I mean? I want to have, I have this picture of myself in my mind, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
I'll say future, I'll put that at like 7 to the next 10 years. I should have a totally different life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. As far as the things I experience on the daily, the people I interact with on the daily, the shit, the amounts of money that I got, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like everything should be totally new, my nigga, in the future. And that's what I'm working on right now. That's what I'm working towards.
You know
what I'm saying? I'm good with being 44 and retiring at 44, you know what I'm saying? I would like it to be a lot sooner, you know what I'm saying? Because I am very selfish. But, you know, if God wants me to work a little longer, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, lock in some things he needs me to have, then I'm fine with that, you know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm working on. Nigga, my future is serenity, prosperity, abundance, peace.
Prosperity, abundance. Oh man, those are almost trigger words for me. When you say those kind of words, man, those are things that I've definitely, with serenity, man, finding peace, because, man, as you know, man, some of our childhood was really traumatic. You know what I'm saying? Some of the things that we, I guess, encountered at an early age, we thought it was normal, but it's not normal. You know what I'm saying? Some of the things that we had to deal with, some of the things that we had to go through, you know, and it's not necessarily, it doesn't have to be like violence. It could be just like your lifestyle, you know, and how your household is set up and things of that nature, right? So we don't even got to get that deep. So, you know, serenity, man, like the only serenity I believe that I feel that I have is when I come home, I close my door, you know, my son runs up to me, my wife is right there waiting to receive me, you know what I'm saying? And then we exchange this, you know, and then we go ahead and we consume dinner together, you know, that's my serenity, that's my peace. So, man, I really feel that, bro. I feel that. So for me, man, when I was self-reflecting, I feel like so far in my life, I've been through like 3 chapters. The first chapter was really reckless. I learned a lot, you know, in that chapter, but I was very, very reckless. A lot of the actions I was doing was very detrimental to my life. You know what I'm saying? To where I probably couldn't even be here right now, reaping the benefits of whatever hard work I may have done in the last 5-7 years of my life. You know, I wouldn't have a son. You know what I'm saying? My mother wouldn't have a grandson, you know, by some of the decisions I was making, you know. And then the second chapter of my life was, you know, the military. That definitely was another insightful chapter in my life where I learned a lot about myself at this point, right? Learning like, so on my reckless stage, I was learning about the world. You know, I wasn't learning about myself. I feel like as a man, I really didn't know me, who I was, until I was 22 and in the military. And I had to nut up or shut up. But, you know, I say as an adolescent teenager, you know, I was more so learning about, like, first, I'm a story time. You know, it's story time. So one day, you know, we was in ninth grade, me and my brother James and another brother named D, you know what I'm saying? We caught this dog, this pit bull, and we would like leave school to go and feed the pit bull. We left the pit bull behind my neighbor's. It was like an abandoned house. We put the, his name was Bruno. You remember Bruno?
Yeah, yeah, that nigga was cold.
So the abandoned house was across the alley from my house. We put Bruno, this pit bull, beautiful dog, in this fence. And then like we would leave school and like go buy him hot dogs and like we'll feed him hot dogs. You know what I'm saying? And then eventually we had to let him go. But one day we left high school and we was walking around the community over there off of Leesdale, Monaco, and this police officer picked us up. You remember that day the police officer picked us up? And then he put us in his car.
Yeah, man. Oh my god.
You remember that? It wasn't the black police officer from Georgia, it was a white police officer.
And like, when I take the trash.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. All right.
So as he took us back to school, he's giving us this stern talk about how, you know, we're really messing up. And we're only in ninth grade, so at that time, we was probably like 15 years old. But he's like, yo, you really messing up. And this was around 9/11. He's like, yo, we getting ready to go to war. And y'all out here walking around the streets, you know what I'm saying, throwing your life down the drain. Those are some of the interactions that I had where I was learning about the world and what's going on outside of me, you know. Second chapter was the military. That's where I learned about me. That's why I learned I don't need to have a lot of people in my life like I was talking to you about earlier. Like I don't need to socialize with everybody and keep up with everybody and how everybody's doing and what's going on with them. I'm focused on my household, my family, you know. And now I'm in a third chapter where I would say I'm successful, you know, for the most part. Like, you know, I don't have to live paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
But I now work in corporate America. So now I'm learning how to maneuver through corporate America. You know, how you have those conversations, right? How you respond to people being passive aggressive to you. Because where we from, you know, somebody's being, you do something I don't like, I'm telling you, I don't like that. Don't do it to me anymore. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, player.
What up, Joe, we got a young star in the building. What's going on, my brother?
All right.
What's up, little cousin hat? Where you at right now? You in town? Oh yeah! Oh my bad, y'all. I'm missing the comp. My bad, y'all. Net jobs. Look at social media. Yes, weirdos. Talk to me. You know what I'm saying? Don't go fucking spying on me, trying to get. You know what I'm saying? For real. Court transcripts are public record, and police records are too. But stuff will be redacted. Okay. And he said mine was traumatic. Oh, I did see that coming when you was talking about the childhood. Yeah, man, you do have a wild little story, man. We might have to have you come on here, especially since we put up that pedo shit earlier. Joe, check out the beginning of the show. There's a cop out here, bruh. He's not a cop. There's this dude that runs around catching pedophiles and shit. It's called Colorado Pet Patrol, bruh. Yeah, he's all over Colorado, bruh, catching these fools, trying to have sex with our kids and shit. But he said, I will, I can. Okay, yeah. So yeah, we'll work that out, man. We'll have to pick a day and shit. We'll do a future day so everybody could be ready for it.
Yeah, man, bro, I
really like that you brought that up, man, because that's just important. That's what this show is about. You know what I'm saying? Keeping us in line, keeping us humble. You know what I'm saying? Keeping us ready to make moves, man, at any time. Just like you just did. You know what I'm saying? You got the opportunity and you started a whole another business. Like boom, there you go. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of shit people need to see. Because niggas, half the time, niggas don't do it just because they don't think they can. You know? So.
And like the week before, I kind of like made it really happen, you know, and took that risk. That's why my favorite Larry June song is Organic Tokens. He says, first off, I don't owe a nigga shit. Run it up, take a chance, get rich. You got to take a chance, you know what I'm saying? And if I'm a bet on anything, I should be able to feel confident betting on myself. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't feel like you can bet on yourself, then you need to work on yourself, man.
Yeah, real talk, bro. Real talk. And those are the tough conversations. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't think nothing's wrong with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you clearly ain't, if you ain't where you want to be, my nigga, you're lacking in some area. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Or you're ignoring something, or you know what I mean? There's something you need to do, bro. For real. That's something that needs to happen, my nigga, in order for you to get where you want to be. And I think
but
people don't.
I'm gonna take a second out though, Jock, because you know, man, people may know you, and there might be people here that don't know you at all. You know what I'm saying? Man, you were a young brother, man. You bought your first house very, very young. You know, you started your business very, very young, you know. And so for me, I guess I wanted to ask you, like, what put you in that frame of mind where you like, yo, I know this is what I need to do. This is what I need to do. Like, was it talking to from your father, from your grandfather? Where did you get this passion to know, or this drive? Like, this is what I have to do right now.
Yeah, definitely my dad, bro. My real dad. He that's all he does. He don't have jobs and shit. He just does jobs. You know what I mean? Like, and he, like,
hey, that's nice. He doesn't have jobs. He just does jobs
and he be pulling it in, bro. Like, if I need a loan, you know what I'm saying? 5, 10,000, something like that, I can go to that nigga. Yo, he gonna be like, where are you giving this shit back? Motherfucker, he definitely gonna ask that, you know what I mean? But he has the ability to do that. And he's for a long time, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, I wanna be in the same position, you know what I mean? Like, shit, to where really, shit, I wanna do some business with him. Some big money shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's the focus, bro. It's like I've been, I don't know. When it came to making money, bro, I learned very quickly that, you know, anything you do negatively for money is going to, you're going to have to pay for it, man. You know what I'm saying? You're going to lose the thing you got with the money, or you're going to get caught with the money. You know what I'm saying? Money going to get stolen. It always happens, money. Every fucking time. And my dad's probably the most successful person that I knew at that time, as far as not working jobs, you know? So that's why I started the fish tank shit, you know what I'm saying? And that shit was doing good for a minute, you know? But the economic shit, bro, fucks with shit like that. You know, that's a luxury. So if you want to start a business, you know, you got to really go into a need, something that people have to have and get done. You know what I mean? So that's what he does. My dad does HVAC shit. You know, so furnaces, ACs, and shit like that. That's nigga, when the AC goes out, niggas is uncomfortable. They got the money, they gonna pay. Same thing with the heat.
I had to put my bell on.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Shit ain't no joke. So, but yeah, he basically showed me that, bro, through his actions, man. And then, too, like his results. Like I said, the nigga always got paper. So I'm like, bro, I'm doing this. You know what I'm saying? But he did tell me, like, this shit's hard. It takes a long time. And you're probably not gonna get started. You know, you're probably not gonna start really having bread like that for a while. You know what I mean? So with me understanding that, and it's true, man, shit takes work.
But hey, your business though, there was a time where your business was your sole source of income. You know what I'm saying? And it carried you through.
Definitely, it definitely did. And but too, like the bills and shit was much lower at that time. Like my rent was only $600. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah. I didn't have no car notes, and you know what I mean, like. Shit, it wasn't much to pay either. You know what I mean? So now that shit would not cut it, nigga. Yeah. would not cut it. But you know, yeah, man, that's the whole point of this shit though. You know what I'm saying? Open their minds, man. Make some confirmation for people. He said, don't be whooping nobody's ass afterwards. What you mean? I ain't fighting nobody, bro. I'm good, man. If you got a problem with me, expect to be shot. Expect it, nigga. He said, what I'm doing now, my first job out of college was all I wanted as a career. I had help being taught to fix and maintain my credit, but honestly, I learned it from fucked up adults, and I made choices other than theirs. Ooh.
That's what's up. Yeah. That's what wise people do. Wise people learn from other people's mistakes. So that lets me know you're a wise person, man. Mm-hmm. Straight up.
Mm-hmm. Real talk, man. Real talk. I don't even remember how I met you, Dominique. I know it was through this Facebook shit, but do you know like one of my cousins or something? Like, how'd you find out about me? But I did meet you in person. We did an episode way back when I first started the show. Okay. And shit.
Yeah.
So there's an episode on there. We were talking about something real specific too. It is a lot to talk about as a traumatic childhood. Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe it, man. I believe it. Like people, like shit. Right now, people be, you know, they'll see me walk a certain way or something like that, and then, oh, is something wrong? I hate when people do that. It's annoying.
Yeah.
Nah, like, nah, it's an old injury. That's what I've been telling people. But people, some people are nosy. Like, what happened? Yeah.
So you don't like talking about it?
I don't like talking about it, bro. It changes the way people see me and shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that too, that was brought up in that meeting too. Like, have you ever been shot? Like, God damn. So what?
Yeah.
Fuck, nigga.
Well, that's not normal though. But listen, James, that's exactly what I said. I said in that chapter of my life, things were happening that for us, you know, it was like it was normal, but it wasn't normal. Like things that I've been through, the thing that you're talking about right now is not, it's not normal. So when people hear this, they're like, that happened, and then it happened where? You know, like, oh my God, you're still here? Like, bro, it's not normal, man. Not normal.
That's very true, and I think that's what piques the interest. You know, that's what now there's probably a buzz going around. Man, I hate that kind of. I don't like it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's why I behave the way I do when I'm there. It's like I behave that way very intentionally. I'm not trying to bring attention to myself.
Can I chime in real quick? You said this a little earlier, and it was true, man. It really struck a chord within me. You said, you know, we're complex, dynamic people. And I'm just talking about African-American men. Yeah. I posted this on my social media, and I just want to share this with you because you say it, and it really is true, man. And I go down like this. I'm a preface with how I would end first. How I would end first, I would tell you that, you know, if people knew more about you, you know, maybe they'll give you a little bit more grace, right? You said existing in this world is challenging, right? So now, as a Black man, I'm trying to exist in this world as a husband, right? So I'm going to work. I'm a husband, just like everybody else. Nothing different. A Black man. You know what I'm saying? It might be different from some people. A father, right? A father who didn't have a father. So I didn't really get to see, you know, what does fathering look like for me? I saw you be fathered, you know, like I saw that, like, you know, your father taking us to church, you know, and things of that nature. But I had to develop my own schematic on what being a father looked like.
Yeah.
Going to school. I'm going to school full time, bro. I got two classes, you know, before I'm done, man. Y'all don't got no grace on me at work if I'm not the sharpest person. Have you ever thought that maybe I just got done turning a 7-page paper, you know, as I'm working on my graduate degree, you know? And then they don't know this because I wouldn't tell them. I'm running a business too while I'm working. Right. You know what I'm saying? So like, but that's five. That's five different things that I'm dealing with. And I'm not saying I'm different than anybody else. But if you were to sit down and talk to me, you know, and just want to get to know me, you know, as opposed to just, oh, he's just another Negro showing up to work, you know, and you would kind of find out how complex and dynamic my lifestyle is. Maybe you give me a little grace. He'd be like, oh, he might not be the sharpest because I'm spread thin five different other areas of my life.
Mm-hmm. Real talk. Just like, and two, like, just like I was just having a conversation with another one of my mentors. He's an older cat from Arkansas. A nigga named Big Bank, nigga, that's my name. But he was like, bro, he's like, not only do we gotta, you know, do everything that they do, we gotta excel at the shit.
We have to excel. Yep.
To be average, they can hire a white boy for that. He literally just said that to me, bro, before I got on the show. I'm like,
yo, we gotta do twice the work for half the recognition. That's what I've heard. That's what, you know, I've been told.
The pay, bro, that's another big part of that conversation we had, man. Like, he was like, man, I found out I made so much less, so many dollars less than my white counterparts and shit. I'm just like, but you want more out of me?
Yeah.
And you think I'm finna be your friend?
Yeah.
Nigga, you smoking crack is what you're doing.
Yep. Yo, so you know what I do? You know what I do? Because at any time my job could, because we live in Colorado and Colorado is an at will employment state, right? So what that means is, as long if I'm not working for a union, my job can just cut me tomorrow and they don't owe me an explanation, right? And so I always thought about this, the psychology of why do I have to give my job a 2-week notice? That's the right thing to do when a job could just cut me at any moment, no notice, no explanation. And that's what it is. So why do I need to afford them a 2-week notice? But I say all that to say this, every day, Every time I get paid, I pay myself first. You know, yep. Straight up, bro. Like, I, yep. You know, whether I'm putting a stack aside in the bank, bro, because when that rainy day comes, because it probably will come, when that rainy day comes, all right, cool. I'm going to sit down for a month. You know, I'm going to rehab my mental, my mind. Because if you get fired from a job, bro, that's because sometimes, you know, that can mess you up inside, man. Like, you don't feel good enough. You know, like, oh, I wasn't good enough for that position. And I gave it my all. That's happened to me before. So I guess what I do is I just save, man, just save. And, you know, so if that does happen, then, hey, I got a little cushion, bro, straight up.
Exactly. That's the whole point, bro, real talk. Because you never know what could happen when. He said, that's why I say that. That's why it took 3 years to find a job. Yeah, man, that's why I'm having trouble finding a new position, man. Because I'm like, y'all really think y'all finna have me doing all this shit I already do for less?
Hey, it's Dominique, right? It's Dominique, right?
Yeah.
That's his name, Dominique, because I just want to make sure I say it right because I've never met him in person. Yo, Dominique, yeah. My wife works in the same field as you, and she graduated actually from CU Denver. She graduated from CU Denver. So a really, you know, prolific school, at least if you're from Denver, Colorado. And she's criminal justice major. And her first job, I swear to you not, with her bachelor's degree, they paid her like $13 an hour because she needed experience. So they took advantage of her. But this was like, you know, 7-8 years ago. But still, like, damn, $13 an hour after I went into debt, you know, $40,000-$50,000 for this degree from this school?
Exactly, man.
Probation is tough, man.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Shit. Yeah, I'm not doing it, bro. The next job, you're going to pay. You know what I'm saying? I'm not being greedy or nothing, but yeah, no. You're not going to get the same amount of...
Hey, Dom, yeah, you're right. If you're not state probation, then you're not making no real money, unfortunately, man. State probation is where the money is.
Oh, okay. There you go, Dominique. Check into that, man. Yeah, he's doing some shit. You're in like a government building, right? This fucking dog. Dude. I don't know what the hell she's barking.
I can hear it. Yeah, I can hear your dog.
She mad at somebody.
That's good. That's good money, man. That's good money, man. Like, you know, I think with what you just put in the chat, you know, if you're living like within your means or a little bit above your means, like you're good here in Colorado with that. You know what I'm saying? So that's nice, bro. Congratulations.
Yeah, single man, no kids, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, you should be balling, bro. Yeah. Nigga, I just spent $550 on shoes, nigga.
For your babies or for your wife?
For the kids, bro. I'm like, $500? Yeah. I'm like, is that what I've been paying?
Yeah.
Because I bought them all up. There's this dope-ass app. It's called Stadium. They have some nice little kicks on there and shit. So I just let them get on there and send me the shoe they want and shit. I put all that shit in the cart. I was like, damn, $500? Is that what I've been? Because I'll take them. You know what I'm saying? I'll take Jay Sean and I'll take the girls and let them pick. You know, so I'm not really adding it all up like that. But damn, when I saw that shit in the cart, I was like, well, goddamn, I guess I do be spending a lot of money. Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, that shit. Hopefully, yeah, we're going to have to work that out. Dominique, get your ass out here, man. She talk your shit. A judicial state employee. Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, man, we need somebody with that experience, bro, because the courthouse is my least favorite place in the city. Walking up to that bitch knowing I'm about to come out $400-$500 short. Like, oh, my God, I hate those niggas, bro.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get the payment plan because my ass was broken bad. Just getting broken tickets. I was a lot of that shit I went through, bro. I was bringing it on myself for real.
Yeah, driving. That was the reckless phase. That was the reckless chapter. You know what I'm saying? But you weren't even. Hey, I'm gonna be honest with you, Jot. Though you was never really too reckless, though. You know what I'm saying? Like you still had sense about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like you wasn't like super reckless.
Yeah, there was certain shit I just wouldn't do, man. Like after learning about shit, just like Dominique said, you learn from other people's mistakes, man. You know what I'm saying? Like there's just certain shit I wouldn't do. Like, nah, the consequences are too great.
Yeah.
I like my life, you feel me? Like, fuck that. But you know, it was I had to like learn again, bro. Cause being grown and having, you know, living on my own and all that shit factored in. You know, it was different. Mm-hmm. Like when I got a ticket and I'm still living at Dino's house, it's nothing. You know, I'm working mm-hmm. at fucking Burlington Coke Factory, paying it down and all that shit. But now I still got Excel and still got the fucking
a mortgage.
You a feel mortgage. Me? On top of this $800 ticket, like yeah. nigga. I had to get it together again. For real, bro. Yeah. That shit yeah. used to be rough. My nigga, like, whew. I remember I got two tickets in the same day, bro, for my music.
Oh.
I was like, fuck, yeah. the judge was
trapping. Turn that damn music down.
The judge said, if I see you back in here for this, because that was already like my fifth one, though. And I got like the okay. two in the same day, so that made it five. He was like, bruh, if you come back in here for this, I'm putting you in jail. I was like, what over the fuck?
Music? He's going to send you to jail for music?
Over music,
that's
bro.
Crazy. That's
I was crazy. Like, bruh, 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 right out the parking lot.
Oh, for real? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Breakfast days of
open nail here. Like, nigga, fuck y'all need. But now it's like, I don't even have beats in the car that I drive every day. So it's like, fuck it. I mean, I don't know if they're still giving tickets for that. But
yeah,
I don't know, bro. That shit was rough on me, man. Like, damn, my nigga, I remember it was like $1,500 or something crazy at that time.
Yeah,
bro,
you my know, text hey, but when you think about it, you know, you would get, because I've even got a ticket for, the bang, but I've also gotten tickets for the tent, you know, because we like dark tint on our windows. You can get a yeah. you get a ticket on the tent too, man. So, but that true. Was being reckless, like putting yourself in a situation where somebody can mess with you. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. Like through these chapters, man, a lot of growth has happened, you know. And I think I'm knocking on my next chapter, dog. Some people use the term season. You know, like I've gone to church before and my pastor said, you know, you're coming into a new season. So it's a yeah. similar thing. Like I'm coming into a new chapter, bro. I'm coming into a new season, man, because I'm really trying to set myself up for success. You threw out the number 44. Really, my goal, I inspire 40 is what I'm inspiring to, you know, where it's okay. like I'm living off of business revenue. I'm living off of dividends, off of my investments. You know what I'm saying? And and so forth, man, you know. If I got to get a part-time job, like, that's cool, you know, at 40, what it is, what it is, you know, but you said 44, I said 40, man, so, yo, we got to lock in, we got to support each other, we got to support our community, we hope that the community supports us back, because what we do when we come on this podcast is we really give you a piece of us, like, we share with you some of our most vulnerable moments in life, you know what I'm saying, so it means a lot for everybody who's listening in, everybody that taps in, everybody that gives a thumbs up, everybody that just chimes in and interacts and engages with us, man, it means so much, you know what I'm saying, because if I could just talk and inspire one person, bro, I feel happy inside, man, you know, that means a lot to me, bro, so you know, and y'all inspire me, you know what I'm saying, that's why we're trying to pull y'all on, you know what I'm saying, come on and talk that talk. You know what I'm saying? Give me a new perspective.
Exactly.
Hey, man, I got these ribs on the grill, man. I got these ribs on the grill.
About that time, man. You know what I'm saying? We definitely.
Hey, you know Jake Paul's fighting tonight, right? Or he's fighting in like what? I think he's fighting in like an hour or two. What time is it? Jake Paul's fighting, bro. He's going to fight Tommy Fury. Or Tony Fury. Tommy Fury. That's what's the name? That's the heavyweight's little brother.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I gotta look at him first. Even fucking Fury's ass, he's weird at fucking crackhead ass fighter. I don't like the way he fights. It's weird.
So well, it's his little brother though. It's not him. I think it's Tommy and Tony Fury. Yeah.
So Dominique, I got somebody coming on next week. So we'll do the week after that. What day is that? Let me see. Let me pull up this calendar real quick. So that'll be the 12th. All right. So put it on your thing. I'm going to put it on mine. So March 12th, we'll get you on here. We'll have you come talk some shit. Yeah. Talk about that journey you took out of that abusive shit and into your own, doing your own thing, man. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro. I might look at that fight. I might. We'll see. I don't know. I got a couple things there. But yeah, bro, look, we appreciate everybody, man. Y'all hit the like button, man. Hit the share button, you know what I'm saying? Let everybody know that we back cracking, man. It's going down, you know what I'm saying? If you know somebody listening to good, uncommon information, uncommon information. Let them know. We trying to hear about it. Man, we don't want the same old girls coming through, man. Right?
You got time. So what kind of information is common? Let's so that they don't know, because like we can't assume that people know when you say what you say that they understand what you mean. Like, what is common information? Let's talk about that. What common is that? You like,
I'm not gonna have somebody come on here like, well, you know, you got to just keep your head down, work hard, go to college, you know, get your ass a degree, get you a good job. You start off at the bottom because that's what you're supposed to do. You work your way up. You suck dick and you kiss ass.
Oh, that's slave mentality. Oh, you talking about slave mentality? That's what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, man. We good on that. Unless it's some profession that, you know, we need more black people in. You know what I'm saying? Yes. I'll be willing to talk about that. You know, but yeah, man, don't come on here with that shit, man.
Keep your head down, work hard, don't miss a day of work, and eventually you'll be the manager. I'm sorry, I can't laugh. That's good advice. It's good advice, right? But we got to change our thinking. We got to stop thinking like employees and start thinking like owners, not even bosses. I don't want to be a boss. I don't want to be a manager. I want to be an owner. You know exactly what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's the difference in mentality, the psychology behind it all, you know? So that's deep, man. I'm glad you kind of cleared that up for us, man.
Yeah. So uncommon information only.
Hey, John, I ain't going front. When I go to work tomorrow, I'm going to keep my head down. I'm going to work hard.
You feel me, though? You know, like, yeah, we know that shit, all right? What is people doing to get hurt? You feel me? Like, we got a couple. Yeah. I got to talk to you, too, after we get off. I'm going to just call you after we get off.
All right.
Yeah, because we got some uncommon information, but I don't know how to work it. I don't know how to apply the information yet. So that's why y'all ain't heard nothing from me about that shit. You know, but
okay,
you know, we're getting close to an understanding, though. I really feel like it. So, yeah, we might have to, nigga. I might be on this bitch every day, Nick. You feel me? Quit the job. Put my G-Wagon.
Hey, yo. Bruh, I'm at 2,500 watch hours, bro. Already got 1,000 subscribers, so I'm getting really close to getting monetized on here, man. I'm pretty excited about that, man.
That's dope, my nigga. Yeah, hopefully, excited, man. Hopefully that could work out, man. That's another, see, streams of revenue, man. You know?
Streams of revenue. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So that'd be dope. That'd be hella dope. Yeah. We definitely got to talk.
Hey, your lady didn't tap in today. What's going on? She in there with you? Where she at?
Tyshia's ass is at Sam's Club.
She's at Sam's Club.
Okay, she's collecting the groceries. Yeah, niggas.
Yeah.
Killing me. Yeah, man. But yeah, man. So we definitely appreciate y'all, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Dominique, he replied to you, bro. I don't know if you saw it.
Oh, would you say, is that a weekend? Yeah, so that's a Sunday.
If I remember right. We only broadcast on Sundays for the Players Podcast.
Yeah. Sunday the 12th. So mark that day down, man. We'll have you come on here and talk your shit. This nigga's funny.
He is. I look forward to meeting him.
Yeah, man. But yeah, bro. All right, man. Well, we appreciate y'all. If y'all y'all got anything that needs to be shared about Colorado or Denver, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you shoot it to one of us so we can spread it. You know what I mean? Some event or whatever. Somebody needs help. You know what I'm saying? You never know. All right, man. Well, we appreciate y'all.
I'm logging out, big dog. Yeah, keep I appreciate y'all too.
Y'all do y'all's thing and y'all keep saying, play ya. Gone. Play it podcast. Play it podcast. Hey.